I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What is Trump doing in Venezuela? In the next segment, you will not hear the word drug or fentanyl. What is he doing? Glenn Beck has done some math.
Right now, Venezuela has the largest proven oil reserves on earth, 303 billion barrels. That's $17 plus trillion at the current market value. Okay. Now, here's the part you're not being told. With all of that oil, we don't need the oil. Have you noticed the gas prices? They keep coming down. We don't need the oil. We need to pull the oil out of the ground ourselves, which we are. We need to refine it ourselves, which we are. China needs the oil. China buys 60 to 90% of all of Venezuela's crude exports. China also buys 85 to 90% of all of the oil from Iran. China also buys nearly half of all Russian oil. What's happening right now? Well, 60 to 90% of all of the exports from Venezuela now not going to China. How is China going to be able to power all of their electricity needs? How are they going to do that if they don't get oil from Venezuela? Oh, and what else has been destabilized this weekend? Iran.
Yep.
They buy 85 to 90% of all of the oil in Iran, and those are huge oil reserves as well.
After running it through Venezuela.
So when people say this isn't about oil, or this is about oil, the argument goes back and forth. No, it's not about oil. We don't need it. No, it absolutely is about oil, but not for us. This is about Donald Trump, again, playing to win the long game.
Okay, he gets one thing wrong here. It is about oil for us. We're taking the Cuban oil because what they do is they send enough barrels every month for Cuba to sell it and then power its aging infrastructure. So Cuba on a satellite right now is like in the dark. So it's like, no, you're not going to have that. Thanks. We took it. We need the heavy viscous crude. We have plenty of light sweet oil. Got plenty of it. We don't have the crude. We got these refineries sitting all, you know, almost idled on the Gulf that used to run the Venezuelan oil. So you're going to get a GDP boom. Trump's going to take the money. He's going to give the money back to Venezuelan people. They're not getting it right now. It's being stolen by the Chavistas, the Bolivarians, Maduro, or it was. Maduro's busy in prison. So that's what's going on right now. It's absolutely brilliant. A Democrat saying, how are you going to control Venezuela? How are you going to control it? Marco Rubio explained yesterday, we've got the blockade. The blockade is the prescribed solution in the sanctions the morons in Congress passed with bipartisan majorities, Democrat, Republican. That's why where Trump got the power. They gave it to him. I guess they didn't read the sanctions. Idiots trying to start take away his war powers. So he still got the power in the sanctions, morons. And he got a court order to blockade Venezuela. Well, how are they going to control Venezuela if we don't go in there in a very expensive shooting war? Marco Rubio explained yesterday.
Various things that you're winging it, that there's no plan for Venezuela going forward.
Yeah, I know. They're going to say that. I used to be a senator, too. That's what you always say when it's the other party. The bottom line is we've gone into great detail with them about the planning. We've described it to them. In fact, it's not just winging it. It's already happening. Like the oil arrangement that we've made with PDVSA on their sanctioned oil that they can't move. Understand, they are not generating any revenue from their oil right now. They can't move it unless we allow it to move because we have sanctions, because we're enforcing those sanctions. This is tremendous leverage. We are exercising it in a positive way.
You bet it is. Like Trump said, thou shalt release the political prisoners, and
early this morning, President Trump says Venezuela is releasing large numbers of political prisoners as a sign of, quote, seeking peace. The commander-in-chief writing, quote, because
okay,
of this,
so we got this blockade, and they've just announced, yeah, we're going to sit there for a while. It's well worth our time. Billions of dollars in oil. And more than pay for itself.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Notice we're not printing any money for this. It's all paying for itself. We're not rebuilding a country because we don't have to. In the past, we'd go knock it over, spend trillions of dollars. Bush's buddies would get rich. You'd get screwed and your grandkids would be broke, paying off the debt. Not with this. The nation is self-funding our conquest quest. Venezuela is. But how are we going to control them? Oh, it's easy. In fact, this is why you're not seeing Trump put Machado in. The current leader of Venezuela has two brothers who've been running Venezuela. You know, we got indictments on both of them. We have had them for a while. We could roll them up any moment, put our brothers in prison. Or they could play ball, release the political prisoners, and give us the oil. What about her? Oh, she's well on her way to indictment down in a Florida court. Oh, yeah, she's nasty as Maduro. These aren't good people. But we can control them with the blockade. For now. Now, I don't know what the long-term plan is. I don't know. We'll see. I'm just like you. I'm sitting here with a popcorn. She's got to do exactly what we say. And you notice what Trump said there? Well, you know, we've suspended the second military operation. What operation? War! No! We've got indictments for the brothers. We get one for her so fast your head is bit. She knows it. So she can either spend the rest of her life in an America prison or she can hand over the oil. See? Options. And that is how, as Glenn Beck explained, Donald Trump is forming his own OPEC.
We never go to war for oil. We all know we all went to war for oil, okay? Trump came in and said, enough of this, and applied common sense. We're not going to fight over oil anymore. We've got our own oil. But what did he do? He is now making deals all over the world to make sure that we're controlled, like OPEC used to control the world's oil. Our hemisphere is going to control the Western world's energy.
Yeah, we're going to be OPEC.
Not OPEC.
We're going to be OPEC. Now, what does this do? Let me bottom line this whole thing for you, okay? Petrodollar. It's in trouble. Did you see Trump go grovel to the Saudis? He had to save it. Or we were going to get eaten up by inflation. So he's like, to heck with this. We're going to take the Venezuelan oil, 80% of which used to go to China. We need it anyway because we don't have the heavy viscous stuff. We have light sweet crude, but we don't have the heavy viscous stuff. We'll take it. We're going to refine it. We're going to actually sell it for market value, not what Venezuela is getting before. Instead of the communists stealing it from the people, we're going to give the money to the people after we recoup the billions that the communists stole. We're going to use the money to retrofit the refineries both here in and in Venezuela. And guess what? That money's going to be sold for. Dollars. Creating a demand for dollars. A new petrodollar source. We don't have to grovel before Saudi Arabia anymore. Now, here's what's interesting about the kind of oil that it is. It's not light sweet crude. It's heavy viscous oil. What do you need that for? What is that used for? Well, the sweet crude goes in cars and it runs things. Jet fuel, blah, 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 blah. That's what you run stuff on. Why does China in particular need that kind of heavier oil? That's the kind you build stuff with. Ooh, that hurt. Where are they going to get it? Don't know. Gonna be hard to build stuff in those factories. But maybe they can play ball with us and we'll sell it to them. Back up the petrodollar and save the world. Or maybe the whole thing will blow up in Trump's face. I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. But it's the best damn idea I've seen in so long. I'd love to know who came up with this. Did Trump come up with this himself? Did Rubio think it up? Whatever even dawned on me to do this? It's brilliant. So, folks, I've got more hope after this week than I have in a long time as I come to understand what Trump is doing. And it's brilliant. Now, if somebody would just, you know, pull senators, those five Republican senators aside who are trying to take his war powers or whatever, and speak slowly to them, Get out of the way.